From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open the hour with selections from two compilations, a series called Come Together, a Guitar Tribute to the Beatles, Volumes 1 and 2, released in 1993 and 1995 by the NYC label, NYC Records, the brainchild of vibraphonist Mike Manieri, and a wide range of modern jazz guitarists performing their favorite Beatles songs, many of them in a fusion vein, and we'll listen to some of the more electric jazz-oriented performances. First, two tracks from Volume 1. We'll begin with John Abercrombie, a longtime Jazz Progressions favorite, on both acoustic and electric guitar here, with Mark Johnson on bass and Peter Erskine on drums, And I Love Her. Thank you. selections from both volumes in the series Come Together, a guitar tribute to the Beatles from NYC Records. We began with John Abercrombie and his trio from Volume 1. We heard And I Love Her. Also from Volume 1, Alan Holdsworth on guitar in a quartet with Gordon Beck on keyboards, Gary Willis on bass, and Kirk Covington on drums. We heard Michelle. Then two selections from Volume 2. We listened first to a guitar duo, Adam Rogers, who at the time was part of the fusion band Lost Tribe, and David Gilmour of Pink Floyd fame. And it was just the two of them on all of the electric guitar parts for I Am the Walrus. And lastly, from Norway, Terje Ripdal on guitar, also in a trio setting, with Bjørn Kjellemyr bass and Audun Kleive on drums, we heard Not a Second Time. As we go from fusion to free improv territory now, and we'll listen in this set to some free jazz played on the bagpipes. Certainly that is not the first instrument that one thinks of when they think of any kind of jazz, but yet here it is. We'll begin with British reed man Paul Dunmall and a track from his 2003 release Solo Bagpipes 3, and it's just Paul on the Irish Ellion bagpipes. We'll listen to all of the pieces that have rather obscure titles. This one is called Chantanopop.
Thank you. King. One is one, and one is to know. And to know is to create. And to create is to know the full spiritual value of the mind and body. Then we create the King.
Thank you.
Rivers sustains, life sustains. The beginning and the end are one.
Some free improvisations for the bagpipes in that set. We began with Paul Dunmull on Irish Ilion pipes, demonstrating how the pipes could be played as opposed to how most probably feel they should be played. From his album Solo Bagpipes 3, a 2003 release on FMR Records, we listened to Chantano Pop. And lastly, some free improvisation for the Scottish bagpipes, as played by one of the first, if not the first, jazz bagpipers, the late Rufus Harley. In the mid-60s, Rufus was a fine sax and flute player, but he began to play the bagpipes after hearing them for the first time as part of John F. Kennedy's televised funeral procession. He released four albums for the Atlantic label between 1965 and 1970, Scotch and Soul, Bagpipe Blues, A Tribute to Courage, and King Queens. We listened to a track from the final album, King Queens, from 1970, and most of the album is an interesting collection of then-current pop tunes, given a free jazz and jazz funk and soul jazz treatment on the bagpipes, including Love is Blue, 8 Miles High, and Windy. The remainder of the album is comprised of two longer pieces for bagpipes, poetry, and African instruments. We listened to King with Rufus Harley on bagpipes and narration, and Nadi Kamar on the Mamalu Kilembi, which, as far as I could determine, is an African instrument very similar in sound to the Kalimba, thumb piano. All four albums have been issued as part of a 2-CD set called Courage, the Atlantic Recordings, or each album has been issued on its own as a single CD if you'd rather acquire the recordings that way. A truly innovative reed man, Rufus Harley. You are listening to Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, the email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And if you want more information about Jazz Progressions, then please visit our website at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. You can view program playlists and also listen to this and previous episodes of the show wherever and whenever you like. This is show number 1619. We'll remain in a free improv mode for our final piece of music for this hour as we turn to a trio from Japan called New Directions, fronted by Masayuki Takayanagi on guitar, with Motoharu Yoshizawa on cello and bass, and Yoshisaburo Toyozumi on drums and percussion. Their LP from 1970 on Union Records is called Independence, Tread on Sure Ground. This is the closing cut of the B-side, Piranha. We'll be right back. That's called Piranha from guitarist Masayuki Takayanagi and his trio New Directions. From the album Independence, Tread on Sure Ground, sessions recorded in September of 1969 and issued by Union Records in 1970. The label reissued the LP in 1982 with a different album cover, but to my knowledge, this material has never been reissued on compact disc. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thanks, as always, for joining me. Again, if you want to get in touch, it's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com and our website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. Please join me again soon for another exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.